here we go. Let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, what up, friends? Guess what? We couldn't stay away. We're back 90 day, baby. We're here.
I kind of miss these losers if we're not talking about them.
I think that the way I'm going to watch this season is different than other seasons, which is like, I'm not writing down everything that's happening. I'm like consuming it differently, if that makes sense. Like,
it's nice. I hate taking notes in these TV shows.
So if we don't know what
especially
the fuck we're
Bravo
about, I guess that's why. Yeah, but yeah, I don't mind taking notes with that, like, because it helps me remember stuff. But with 90 Day, it's like there's so much where it's just all right, like we got the gist.
I just wish my brain I wish there was a type of thing where you could just take mental notes and it would be on a page for you.
Yeah, when you figure that out, let us know.
Jeff Bezos going to me and Tyler get in an argument. No, Jeff Bezos going to space. And I was like, yeah, I heard Jeff Bezos is going to space, Tyler. And he's like, oh, good for him. I'm like, yeah, fuck him. He could do so much for people on Earth. And we both believe, yeah, if we had the money, we would do good for people. Maybe he should do more. Maybe he does a lot. I'm not counting his money. I don't know. But it's just like people with that much fucking money, do you have a responsibility or can you just do whatever you want because you had a good idea?
Well, Amazon pays $0 in taxes and...
$0 in tax. That's not right.
How
can that be okay? How does that happen?
So, yeah. I mean, I can't not shop on Amazon just because it's like the simplest, easiest thing, but it's terrible. Amazon is a terrible business. Terrible.
Wow. They don't let them unionize, but they could if they all just stopped,
well, there was
right?
The people who tried to unionize somewhere in the South, I can't remember exactly where, but it became exposed. Like essentially when she started to realize shit was left was like during COVID, they have like, it's called time on task and time off task. And they're measured for every second they're at work. And so when they were getting tested for COVID, they would have to walk across this massive, like, you know, this huge warehouse and they would get time off task. And it started to like penalize them. She was like, this
oh
is
my
bullshit.
God.
Like, go to the bathroom, time off task. You're walking from one place to another. And so it's like, it's this crazy work environment. So essentially
hold
they
on.
Were the people
how
that
do
tried
they?
To unionize. They're
how
tracked,
do they know
like,
that?
By their phones.
The Amazon workers.
Yeah. And they're, yeah.
Holy
so
shit. What technology is that?
Yeah, it's wild. How but essentially, they tried to unionize and it failed. Like,
do
Amazon threw money at it and they didn't have a shot.
Right. Do they put an app up on these people's phones to track them?
Yeah.
How is that? How do they know?
Yeah, it's some kind of app that tracks them. And then, you know, they're scanning packages with their little thing or they're packing things or, you know, so they have tracking.
What shocks me is TikTok. We'll be doing a TikTok on our Patreon, everybody. Our sweet little Rose Catherine Chicken Wing had the idea. A lot of Amazon employees TikTok all day. And I'm surprised about that. They say, here's what I do at Amazon. They show them just loading up or just in the warehouse
time
doing this
task,
and that.
Motherfuckers, watch out.
Wow.
Yeah, wild.
Okay, right. Sorry, everybody. We will be talking about 90 Day Fiance.
A few programming notes for your beautiful listening ears, and guess what, if you're one of the people who hates when we talk about this, fast forward. We are dropping a fun interview with Jess and Christina from Extreme Sisters. It was wild. They were the two of them.
It was just the time of my life.
It was great. So that episode will be dropping tomorrow. Our video will be exclusively on our Patreon. We're covering Extreme Sisters, Seeking Sister Wife.
The video goes along with the interview. You have to see these girls talk to each other. Same. I mean, Geneva and I were just smiling ear to ear. It was fascinating. These girls are...
It was like a therapy session and we were just witnesses to it. It was phenomenal.
I don't have a sister after watching that.
Well, I think one of the funnest interviews we've done.
It was my favorite interview of all time, for sure.
So that'll be coming your way.
It was
so check
so
us out
fun.
On Patreon. Patreon.com
forward slash. See them.
Escape to Reality podcast.
If Twitter. We got to talk to Anna and Lucy, I would shit myself. I mean, seriously, would have to wear a diaper.
Oh god. We're on Twitter, Escape2Pod, and Instagram, Escape to Reality podcast. Write us a review, please. And let's
yeah,
do it.
Please do. And if you don't write us a review this week, don't ever listen again because it's not okay. I'm starting to get really fucking pissed. Write us a freaking review. If you like us enough to listen, help us out. Or don't listen next week.
Justine's coming for you. Watch out.
I'm pissed. I would help somebody out if I liked him enough.
Absolutely. Enough.
All right. To listen to our stupid voices every week.
God, right?
Jack off in the corner at your job. Come on. Jack off
in the corner. All right. Let's talk with Natalie and Mike.
Natalie. Man,
this was hilarious. Kill me before I'm at that Thanksgiving. Like, shoot me dead.
Oh,
in the
my
street.
God. I seriously. Would rather,
all the food other than her soup, which we'll get to, was brown. Like, it was all one color. I didn't see near a green bean nor
turkey
a Brussels
cold.
Sprout. Turkey looked undercooked and cold. Oh, God.
I, by mistake, bought a pre-cooked turkey that you're supposed to just put in the oven one time.
Yeah.
Open that thing up. I threw it out. I mean, I wanted to barf. It looked like. I mean, I'm sure it's edible, but it's just not something I'm looking for.
No.
It was so gross. And that's what it reminded me of.
Oh, yeah. There.
Her borscht, I would be interested in. I mean.
Fascinating. Like, sour cream, herbs. What was that?
Oh, okay. That was sour cream. Okay.
It's weird.
It looked like tomato soup with some mozzarella.
No,
but
it definitely
no, I think
was
you're right.
Beets. Yeah. I think. I saw her chopping beets. It was the color
of
beets.
Oh, it was. She's like, she got it from Dwight's farm.
Right. I do think that Mike's mom is a really
a
horrific
bitch.
Person. Like,
yeah.
Her behavior is asininely childlike. Like, she's just being an asshole for no reason. Your son's
how's
the dumbass.
How's she getting fucked by this man?
No, that's her roommate. That's just a male roommate.
Oh, they're having sex.
Oh, no, no, no. That's
late
like a,
at night.
Oh, you don't think so?
I thought it was her boyfriend.
Oh, no, it's her roommate.
I thought
that
it was an
unspoken
roommate. Like, that's Uncle Steve.
Oh, no. She seemed like someone who would have a roommate, if that makes sense, at 50.
She's got to make 70. A buck. Mike, you're out. You're going to college. You got a roommate coming in.
I love the way she says how Natalie says the mom's name, Trish.
I do, too.
I just don't know how long I can stand Trish.
I love everything that she says. No. Oh, thank you. When he's like, oh, that borscht looks good. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Incredible Thanksgiving for me. She's like laughing like a psychopath.
And staring off in the distance like my kid after I yelled at him and their brother got something that he didn't get.
Yes.
He's just like pouting. She's pouting.
When Mike's mom, when I was like, oh, you're a real bitch, is when she said to her about the kids, uh-huh. like, you're really getting up there. It's like, who, what? That's just, you don't say that to someone. That's crazy.
Her eggs are fresher than this turkey. Yeah. And I love her comeback though. Like, well, I don't want to be a single mother. Like, or, you know, it's very hard being a mother. You were a single mother. You know how it is. Mm-hmm. That mom is something else.
So I missed it. Did she call her a hooker or she just, that was
know.
Off camera?
I didn't follow that either. All of a sudden she's like, and the way she said hooker, I love her hooker. When she said hooker, hooker. Who says the word hooker anyway? That's a compliment. If people want to pay to fuck me, then I'm doing something right in life.
If someone says to me, you're a hooker, I don't really take offense. I think it's funny. Like, who's calling someone, like, no one in this day and age, like, calling someone a hooker, like, I don't even know what that is. Like,
it's
a slut
word.
Is worse than a hooker.
A
right?
Slut is way worse.
Right.
Slut is an aggressive term.
Call me hooker all day. I have
come
no
here, you little slut. Unless it's in the bedroom, that's it, you know. And it has to be the word, the way it's presented has to be perfect. Mike is all horned up in the kitchen in front of his mom too, wanting Natalie to be in underwear and high heels or
weird.
Something like that. Get a life, Mike. I liked the roommate though. He had good vibes. I thought he was a pretty nice guy. What a world. If I'm living there having Thanksgiving on that tiny little table, he described Thanksgiving to be like Jesus's last Thanksgiving.
God, and it's four. See, that was just so sad to me. It was like four people at a shitty table with shitty food. It honestly looked like sides from like KFC dumped into something else. It was like a shitty coleslaw. Oh, it just made me sad. So this
coleslaw
is American Thanksgiving. I want no part of it.
No, I want the borscht Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
He's like, I've never tasted this before. He was great. Her with the wood, though, exercising with the wood. She was cracking me up right off the gate. I love her.
She's a character, that's for sure.
She is fun. She's fun to watch. Even though we know they're not together, this does seem, she's not an actress. She, her emotions, she wears revved up to the 10th degree. So it's fun to see how she acts.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think, I mean, the humor in this, right, is like that they're a disaster. This is no longer, we're not even watching a relationship anymore. We're watching her battle with a mom for 2 weeks, for 3 weeks, or however long the season has been. That's all it's been, right? So it's no longer about them.
He's such a piece of shit. So, you know, I guess husband, the way that he lets his mom treat her. And
oh, despicable.
It just lets it go.
Yep.
And all you knew it. You're right. I mean, it's crazy. I've never seen anything like it.
Let's talk our girl Angela because of your TikTok you posted on our Instagram.
She was having dinner with Brittany from Vanderpump Rules.
Somebody else sent me that and was like, to my personal one, and was like, can you believe this shit? What is this crossover? I was like, this is weird.
How does that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. Same
cigarettes
agent
on the table too.
Okay. Angela. She looks good in that video. Like, she does look healthy.
She looks healthier. Yeah. And her little legs. She's wearing biking Kardashian shorts.
Yeah, she is. I just don't get the desperation for all this surgery back to back to back. It's very weird to me. And it seems like manic behavior, you know?
It does. Oh, yeah. Did she have the turkey gobbler takeaway or no?
Yeah, I don't know if she actually had the facelift. I guess we'll see. What, is she just living in LA till she gets all her surgeries done? I don't understand what's happening. She going home?
Where's she getting all this money that her kids probably could use?
I bet she's getting comped for being on the show. Right?
Okay. That's probably it.
That's what I would assume. Her like leaving the doctor's office, nipple out, smoking in the Uber was like
there's a lot of boob missing too. It's way different than there was. They took a lot of boob out. If I was Michael, I'd be pissed. Just kidding. But I love that doctor. God bless, somebody finally has a freaking moral compass.
She probably shouldn't have gotten that first surgery. You know what I mean? Like, she's smoking. I loved him telling her, like, absolutely not. Not happening. The contract. She's like, oh, fuck that. Can't deal with it.
Yeah, and then he threatens to give her a nicotine test. I liked that.
As he should.
You know?
Yeah.
Who knew that you could be doing that? I guess you can. I mean, what's it matter? You could just smell her. Look at those fingers. I haven't been smoking since I was 13.
Well, we got our answer. 13. There it is.
Jeez.
Crazy.
And the way she wants to threaten him on the way out of the she's unbelievable. I'm surprised she didn't go to some other doctor.
Yeah, me too. I guess the thing with, like, Angela's entertaining, but there's, you know, it's now the Angela show. And what are we watching? Michael and her are never going to be together, ever. I just don't believe it.
The way she laid that phone down on her shoulder to talk. She's such a multitasker.
Oh, what a nut.
I know. Her and Michael, it fascinates me. Sorry, I always say fascinating. That the women that are in Michael's life, they're so gung-ho about men being the leaders and making all the decisions and being more powerful than women. And Michael really doesn't go for it, I guess. No. Maybe it's because he's with an American woman. And
I loved Aunt Lydia saying, like, you know, the age difference, that's what it's about. She just thinks she can impose law on him. It's like, that's most women just trying to control the roost, as they say.
Yeah, and that's the way it is. I mean, that's why it's so hard to watch Seeking Sister Wife, because you know Danielle is not in on this, which we will talk about on our Patreon. But I mean, that last episode, I can't get it out of my head. It was great television. Unbelievable. The tension in the air I can feel from Cabo to here. I can't wait to talk about it. Okay. All right. Well, in that video, that little girl, I looked at her TikTok. I'm such a creep. I went to her TikTok to get that video and they can't share it. And I'm screenshotting this little girl's TikTok to put on our Instagram. I felt like a creep. But it should be blocked. If they want a little girl to have a TikTok, I shouldn't be able to see the TikToks. That's why I didn't feel bad screen recording.
Oh, if you have a public TikTok for a child, then it.
But some people you can't share. Some people you can't. Like, right. Like it was public, but you, I don't know how they control the sharing.
Okay.
But she's at Jax and Brittany's swimming, but yet she. So I don't know if she must be connected to Jax and Brittany.
Have the same agent or something.
But God, I wish I ran into Angela. If anybody were to have. She's just good TV to me, I guess. I'm just not that sick of her yet. I don't know why I am compelled with this whole plastic surgery shenanigans because I don't know. But she did lose a lot of weight. And
she looks good. All right, should we talk?
Legs are real thin. How does that happen? God.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Andre and Libby, the fake show.
How about him telling Chuck? He is such a con man.
Oh, 100%. Like, what do you want me to like just be out, have to move back to Moldova? It's over.
Libby, I'm going to take Libby and the baby.
There we go.
And Chuck is just gutted right then and there. He got promoted to the office work. He doesn't even have to be out there taking refrigerator doors off anymore.
That was so dumb. I think there were moments within their fake fight to me that were real. Like when they were talking about like, you listen, you're going to make dad cry and dad will feel bad for you and dad will do whatever you want. Like that's the kind of shit that is like sisters and siblings and years of like pent up shit. But mm-hmm. I think like them acting so angry at each, I think all of that is fake. I don't know.
You think? Oh yeah. Real? Yeah. I think it's all planned.
Yeah.
But I think there is a fight. The pictures I saw of Charlie and Andre fighting look real. Like Chuck can't control what's happening in an upcoming season or show. I don't know. But that looked so staged. And those sisters, they don't like each other. When she says, oh, what's her name? The stupid one. You know, they're all stupid.
Oh, I don't know their name.
Well, she's never been judgmental like this. You guys have been judgmental bitches to each other 3 faces ago. Give me a break.
Oh, absolutely. Totally.
I don't buy that.
Their outfits, all of their outfits looked like if somebody won a trip on Below Deck and they had to shop like just at like Charlotte Russe or Forever 21 and then like, but like wanted to look rich, you know, like all of their outfits were hilarious to me. They just all,
I would
ridiculous.
Love to see them actually on Below Deck. I genuinely would because
they wouldn't tip.
They would be nightmares.
No, they'd be terrible.
Great TV.
Yeah, that would be good.
They're terrible people. That whole thing, and they're such new money, but they have no money. They're new, no monies. Her and Andre in the car on the ride there,
yeah.
And they're taking pictures in their outfits. That's just interesting. Oh, we've been in quarantine and you're going to complain about this going on a yacht. They're so dumb.
And then like, oh, I know what a fun activity would be, a family. I love when they were like a family reunion in a pandemic. He's like, yeah, on a bus. We're all going to go together. It's like, come on.
Yes. Don't give me that Brady Bunch bullshit.
Yeah, no.
I agree with you.
And Chuck or Charlie, whoever it is, Charlie with his tied sweatshirt around his neck, like really leaning into the douchery.
Ugh, four kids. Where are the 4 kids during the pandemic?
Who has 4 kids?
Charlie has 4 fucking kids.
Wow. I thought that was a new girlfriend. I didn't realize that was a wife.
Yeah.
Okay. God. 4 kids.
Tell me about it. 4 kids he's raising.
Nightmare.
4. It's unbelievable. That shouldn't be legal.
It's almost like with all these people, like Andre and then the entire family, it's like just all idiots trying to outdo each other. And they're just all morons. Like Andre is trying to hustle them. They're all hustling him. They all think he's
Andre's
fake.
Winning.
They're fake. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. He's
getting
it
that
loan. Seem Libby's probably one of the favorite kids. You can tell, obviously. Right.
She is the favorite. Why?
I don't know.
What's so favorite about her? I can't stand her.
I know. I can't either. Her face.
Where was the mom? Maybe she was watching the kids.
Right.
Poor mom.
Mom's like, I'm not going on that shit. I know there's going to be a fight. I'm good.
What is with Chuck, though? And they didn't even leave the dock. Were they out? Was the,
yeah,
did the boat
they,
leave?
Yeah, they left. But
go for a little
probably
spin
around.
Is there alligators in everywhere you go? If you're swimming in the ocean and
if
not
it's
in the ocean,
fresh water, it. Not the ocean.
It's fresh water.
Fresh water. They do not exist in the ocean.
Oh man, would you rather come across a crocodile or a great white? Maybe a great white.
Setting. Like, am I in the Any... water?
Yeah.
And it's approaching me. God.
Yeah. Probably. Maybe a great white. They say you could punch it. I don't know.
I'm fucked with either of those. I think death is upon me.
Oh,
crocodiles and alligators like can faster... swim like 60 miles per hour and just snap you in a second. Oh.
At least whale, they say the sharks will spit you out.
Right.
A crocodile seems like they like the taste of us.
A shark will spit you out after they've chewed through your entire
After they
leg
take your leg.
Yeah. Like, I'm good on either of those.
Then that girl on the show and from Hawaii, she's out there surfing. I couldn't imagine.
Crazy. All right. Who else we got? Tiffany Ronald.
This is an interesting one to me, even though it's bullshit. It's still very interesting. I think he's back on the sauce.
Listen, the way he was in that attorney's interview, just laying back, hitting his vape pen, didn't give a shit. Hilarious.
Somebody also put the Ted stuffed animal hitting a bong. Like, here's Ronald.
Yes, that's exactly what it was like. I also feel like that attorney was fake. He looked like a bouncer at the beginning of a club.
Look like he's bagging groceries at Albertsons and they pulled him in.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I didn't buy that for a second.
Either her and Ronald had a fight. Ronald is either back on drugs. They either had a huge fight and they're not talking about it. And he's just being a baby. No one acts like that if they want to come see their kids and be prepared for an interview.
No, he was acting like it was talking to a friend on a Tuesday or some shit. Like, he doesn't give a fuck about it at all. It's very problematic.
He's like, Garrick, it's in God's hands. Tiffany's eyes could not roll harder. She hates him.
She hated it. I think she is somehow, I don't understand how she went from, I think this is going to be over, to like essentially begging her dad to take him in. And then at the attorney's office acting like she could care less. I don't get it.
Do not let your dad sign anything.
No.
Save your father. Even though, yeah, you want to punish him, like you said, which is a good point. But Jesus.
This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And then Asuelu and Kalani, it's got to take a car accident for you to want to stay married, you idiot.
I know. It's like so dumb. It's like decisions like that, like moments like that. Kalani's like, all of a sudden, I couldn't imagine whatever. And it's like, Wait 3 months till that shit fades and ask yourself again if you made the right choice. Days, right? 3 months, you're lucky.
I mean, they're already back to the bullshit. He really stinks up the bathroom.
Interesting.
Seems like he dumps out buckets.
Their situation
wants to eat pussy.
Seems hideous to me.
He's trying to take you on a romantic vacation and you're like, I got to breastfeed. I'm bringing my mom and the kids. Why are you trying to doom your relationship? He's trying to get away. Say, okay, pump your fucking tits if you have to do that.
Also, who wants to, you're just breastfeeding all night? Neither of those kids are young enough where they should be up all night. They're not newborns. What the fuck are you doing?
Bad decisions.
Jesus.
Rotten teeth. Yeah.
Nightmare.
I know. It is a nightmare. No, it's a nightmare.
I mean, for him,
he was trying, at least.
Yes, she claims she wants him to try. He tries, and then she's like, fuck off. You know, it's like, what?
Tyler never offered to take me away on a romantic night, and I said, oh, I got to bring these tit-sucking, you know, losers along with me, plus my mom who hates you. No.
Right. It's like, I don't know.
Where's the romance in that?
Their romance is dead. They can go into a sex shop and freaking have sex on the counter. It's a failure. Like, nothing is happening.
I mean, I honestly team Asuelu on that one. I'd say, fuck it. I'm not going anywhere then. I'll sit at home and play video games all night long.
As
be up getting your tits sucked by my son.
As anyone knows with children, a vacation does not exist where you bring your children.
No.
A getaway does not exist where you bring your children. You're a trip with the same bullshit. So
a vacation is no kids.
No, absolutely. It's no kids or, you know, a vacation. So what is she doing?
No,
who cares?
No,
stay
vacation.
Home.
Not until they're old enough to where they can buckle in and out of a car seat or.
Our patrons know. Justine recently went on a mini vacation with her children camping.
Oh, God.
Led to one of the greatest.
It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. Then we're probably going to do it again this summer because the kids love camping, even though the one scared of the dark wanted to go home at 10 o'clock at night.
What a mess.
Gunshots going off. Give me a break. Camping is a nightmare. It's a punishment. Going to Disneyland, punishment.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you feel about the zoo? I don't consider the zoo punishment, but it's
punishment.
Work.
Oh. Yeah, it's exhausting. No, it's nice and all, but I feel bad. Even we live at the nicest zoo of all time, and I feel bad for these poor animals.
Yeah, that's the best.
I mean, I'm happy for them, but I'm not. You know, I don't know. If that little, they should never have killed poor Harambe. They should. Why can't they do a tranquilizer? If some idiot child jumps down and tries to get murdered, you know, they're not watched properly. Why do we have to kill these animals?
Terrible.
You know,
all right. I don't know. Back to it.
I feel bad. Zoos are fun and all, but it's just so much to worry about bringing kids in public. Gotta leash them up.
Okay.
I was going to the grocery store before I taped. We were going to record, and I was like trying to be nice. I said, "Hey, you want to come with me to my middle kid?" And then he's sitting there just bugging me. Well, can I buy this gum? No, you're not going to buy this freaking gum. Can I put the credit card in the machine? It's just, you try to be nice and it's.
So I read this
a nightmare
book about like ancient parenting, like a woman essentially who had like a nightmare toddler went around to ancient cultures, like the Mayans and the Inuits. And like, she went around to like see what their customs are, try to like fix her parenting. And one of the one, like a lot of these cultures do take their kids everywhere and allow to
drive them crazy.
Know. Oh yeah. Because they're like, this is how they learn and blah, 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 blah. And these cultures are just like extremely patient with kids to the point of insanity. Lets them do everything. Yeah. Even if it takes three times as long.
Hold on. Say these cult, where are they going?
Like Mayans. So like, you know,
there's deep, Mayans still in.
Yeah. And like,
where are they?
You know, deep in Mexico, there's portions of like near Tulum and stuff where people are still practicing.
Huh.
Ancient.
And they don't have technology. They're really not part of. Is technology a part of their life?
Yes, they have technology.
Oh, that's fascinating. This is a book.
Yeah. It's called.
I'd love to watch Hunt, a TV show.
Gather parent. That's what it's called.
No, it is true. I mean, it is good to bring kids places, but it's like we're starting fresh after this stupid quarantine.
Oh yeah, I know.
You know,
100%.
Like my kids are swimming. I just signed them up. Geneva just did swim lessons. I just signed mine up, and they were doing good until, you know, they shut down my parents' pool, and now I got nowhere to swim.
All right.
Here we go. That's fascinating. Yeah. Well, it's easy to say that, I guess, where things are safer. Maybe there's not people who take kids and slit their throats and leave them for dead. You know, I don't know. Drives me nuts.
Yeah. I could, to be honest with you, Asuelu and Kalani, Brandon and Julia don't need it all. Jovi and Yara also don't need. Why do I need to see someone struggle for the first 3 months of being a parent with no
what help? Is there? What are we filming?
What are we watching? Her in the bayou with the mom, who seems like a very lovely woman.
And I don't feel bad. This is mean, but I don't feel bad for anyone with one kid. I know I did it to myself. I have three. But now when you have one kid, it feels like I don't have any kids. You know what I mean? Like, she's got three kids. I feel bad for her. But at the same time, I know she'll be okay.
Who has
she's got
kids?
Great motherly instincts. You know, me. So I don't feel as bad for her. And she's got great motherly instincts.
Right, right, right.
So I know she'll be okay. I know it's hard. It is hard. I shouldn't say that, but
I guess, one kid is
it's
easier,
a nightmare,
obviously. But to me, I think what makes it really hard is that she's so far away from anything.
Yeah, no, it is.
He
it is.
Not
it
a
is.
Single person
no, that
except
is.
His mom. Like, that's hard.
That's true. Yeah, she doesn't know the mom that well. No, I shouldn't
know the mom.
That.
She doesn't know the place. She's in a strange, you know, she's
living in the own misery of my making.
Right. But like with COVID, she didn't get a chance to make friends. Right. Like all these things. She's like,
yeah, who's got friends?
That's where I feel bad for her, is like the isolation.
Yeah. Yeah. Then not I see her hot bod and it's hard to feel bad with she's got the hottest bod. You know, I know that's superficial, but she looks great.
Yeah, she does.
I hope she fucks one of Jovi's friends. I mean, I don't know. She's just smoking hot. I love the new fad with those. God, she just looks great. I give it to her. No, I do. I feel for her, but. Oh, God. If I could have slapped myself when I had one kid, like, don't do it.
God. Yeah, I think, but I don't understand why we're watching
his
it.
Mom is so no sweet too.
Oh, the sweetest. She's trying.
She really is. I think her and Yara, at least the mom's super nice. She's worried about her hair dryer. That's pretty funny.
It's $500. Who has a $500 hair dryer?
People were saying it's probably that Dyson one.
Oh yeah, good one. All right, is that it?
I don't want people Julia? To think I don't feel bad for her. It is hard to be a mom. I get it, but Brandon and Julia. Oh, they were making me laugh.
Oh yeah,
they really didn't want that wedding. I thought this was real. I don't think Julia's mom is trying to keep them on the farm by wanting to celebrate their love. I just think they Brandon's really mom, did want right. it. Yeah, Brandon's mom. I think they really did just want to have another little party, maybe more for them to show off, or
they
or,
do
I don't know.
Seem like genuinely happy that she's getting her green card or whatever the hell yeah. she got. And like, they seem like they just want to, I think they want to show off that they married off their loser son who lives on the farm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's more of like when your mom throws a graduation party for yes. you and invites all her coworkers.
Exactly.
Friends,
it's
know?
Not for them. It's for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't really have a problem with it, but they were really opposed.
And I thought it was funny. They're like, we already had our wedding. We're good with it.
Yeah. I think that's a lie.
It was kind of funny.
In a second, Julia would take a freaking
She wants a
lavish,
Russian wedding.
She wants a huge wedding, and she doesn't want to be on the farm.
In Russia.
Right. Yeah.
That'd I didn't feel like they wanted it in America. Okay. I think she thinks yeah. if she does it there, who knows, but.
Right. It's over. Might be.
And they wanted to wrap it up with his 70th birthday party. I thought that was funny, too.
Nothing like a
Can we just mention it at his 70th birthday party?
A combination.
He looks
wedding.
Great for 70.
Yeah, he looks good. He looks 70 to me. He doesn't look
Does
60.
He?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. God, I don't want my
That's
parents
how you know
to be 70.
We're getting old.
Like
60
looks He's
good.
A hot 70-year-old. He looks like he goes out in bowls or something.
Okay. Keeps that body active with a quick wrist.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a flick of the wrist.
All right, friends, we'll be back before you know it. We'll be dropping Bravo this later this week, the Extreme Sisters interview, all the fun stuff coming your way. Stay tuned.